It is that season. Time to get out on the links and get yourself ready. You know, if you haven't been doing some exercise, you've been kind of sitting around not doing anything through this whole pandemic, you might want to do some stretching and do some things to get yourself ready, because you're going to get out and play and probably be a little bit sore the next day. Bunker Links is open and really, really busy to start, as you might not be surprised. And the Golf Pro Bunker Links, Brian Ludke joining us this morning. Brian, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for coming in with us here this morning. My goodness. So you actually got opened up on Monday, and you kind of knew, it's like, yeah, with as nice as the weather's going to be and everybody's been cooped up, not, you know, between pandemic and winter, that horrible cold we had, you kind of knew you were going to be busy, but maybe not quite as busy as you actually were.
We had a big influx of players coming out to pay their dues, come out and say hi, see how things, what was new for this year, use the driving range. So we were very busy this week. A lot of players just happy to be outside. Sun was shining. You felt some of that warm weather and, definitely optimistic for the springtime.
Yeah, you know, I was talking about getting yourself ready to get out and play. And let's talk about you personally as a player. I mean, you know, number one, even before you get out, at some point you're probably swinging a club. Just to kind of get the feel for it. So you don't just step out and, like with any sport, baseball bat, you don't grab it and swing it as hard as you can the first time. You got to work into it. And so talk about, is there like, do you have like a particular like stretching routine or something that you go through before you play or even before you go to the range?
Yes, definitely. I have a 10 to 15 minute routine that I use every time I play golf, and I've found that to be very useful. If you read any kind of golf magazines or go on YouTube, you can find some really good stretches for golf. And early in the year, you really need to be doing that, because you don't want to be injured and start the year injured. And getting older, I've found that I've had some injuries in the last few years, and it just puts you on the sidelines, and you don't want that.
What do you see mostly? Is it back or like a hamstring? What do you see most that people have their complaints?
Mostly back, yeah. Shoulders, yeah. Elbows. I've had some elbow issues now after years of hitting golf balls and so forth. Obviously, a lot of players have had knee issues over the years, hip issues. So any of those stretches to get that going, to get the blood flowing and loosen up the muscles before you go play. You know, you really need to do that. And I always recommend you hit a bucket of balls before you play also, just to loosen those muscles up.
Yeah, they're putting a lot of torque on a lot of different areas of your body when you're swinging.
Correct.
And if you don't do it right, if you don't have a correct form, then even more so, and you're probably going to be easier to get injured too.
Yeah, well, not a lot of us have correct form. So, you know, that's hard to avoid.
Well, Bunker Links up and running, and, you know, the weather this week and into early next week might not be the greatest, but up and running, and still a little soft at this point, so no carts as of yet.
No carts yet. You know, we had a lot of snow on the ground. Our greenskeeper, does a great job getting the course ready. He said that we've had a lot of wet spots, a lot of soft spots, and I actually played the golf course yesterday. I walked, and it was very soft. I talked with some of the players that were out there. They felt the same way. It was very soft. So that wind that you were just talking about, it will really help dry things out and then firm it up too. So not only dry, but firm, you know, so that you're not getting a lot of indentations and so forth.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing we were talking off there about the fact that even though it's soft and there's moisture underneath, the rain is not a bad thing right now. It could still use a good drink.
Sure, yeah. We'd love to have a thunderstorm. You know, yeah. I was kind of disappointed that we didn't get that thunderstorm last night, because that lightning really helps the grass turn green and helps it to stand up. And, the golf course just looks beautiful after a thunderstorm.
Yeah, and that's what we kind of look at. I mean, it's great. I mean, people are loving just being out anyway after being cooped up. But once you get that green, there's nothing that looks better than a golf course.
Yeah, we had just last night near closing time, probably around 5 o'clock, we had a family of six come out, mom and dad, their kids, uncle and aunt, and they were hitting balls at the driving range and using the putting green, and they were just having a great time. So it was really nice to see the kids coming out and hitting balls with their parents. And that's one of the things that we really saw last year with the pandemic, was that golf was one of the things that people could come out and do.
Brian Ludke is a golf pro at Bunker Links Golf Course. They are open here in the city of Galesburg. And you know what's interesting with golf? One, it's a sport or an activity you can do pretty much forever.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a really expensive sport if you want it to be, but there's that other side of it that you can come out, like you said, as a family or whatever, and it's really not an expensive venture, and you can have a lot of fun, and you can play for fun as well.
Oh, sure. I mean, we have a myriad of different types of passes that we have now. We have a first-time pass that we started a few years ago that's been very popular. It's for people that want to come out and just try us for the first time. We have a senior pass. And then we came up a few years ago with a minor pass, which is juniors under the age of 19. Then we have a junior pass, which is 19 to 25. And then we have a young adult pass, which is 25 to 30. And so we came up with these fees trying to get some of the younger people involved. We know that, you know, especially the 25 to 30, they're working. So we want them to get a break and come out after work or come out on the weekends when they have time. They don't have the luxury maybe to play, 7 days a week. So, it's a little bit less expensive. And those programs have really taken off and really increased some of our play.
Well, and it's like any other sport. The younger you start your kids, the better they're going to be. Mm-hmm. As they grow up, and the more they're going to enjoy it when they know how to play when they get into high school or as a young adult and as an adult. They already know how to play the game, and they're going to have it. And, a mutual friend of ours, J.C. Wise, who coached golf for a long time, he used to tell me, he said, if you have a daughter, get her playing golf, because there are thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in women's golf scholarships to colleges that go unused every single year.
Correct. And the Galesburg girls golf team has been excellent over the last few years, and they've had some very good players who have gone on to college and played golf, and other ones that should have gone on to college and played golf but didn't because they were more interested in their studies. But that's okay.
Well, who knows? Well, why? I mean, right?
But, so they've had some great players. So, and we see more and more of that coming up. And last summer, we saw a lot of juniors coming out with their parents, with their grandparents, with something to do, trying it out, and seeing, what it's all about.
Yeah, and it's a fun game. It's a frustrating game. But you know what? It brings it, because you ask me out there if I play, I'm like, I'm so bad. But, it's that, even if it's that one shot in the round, in a round of 18, that one shot, like, I hit it just perfectly.
Yes.
That's what brings you back. It's like, I can do it again. At some point, I'm going to do it again. It might only be once around, but I'm going to hit, and it just feels so good.
The light bulb goes off.
Yes.
All the muscles come together at the same time. Your timing is perfect.
Yeah.
And you hit that shot where you are aiming it, the right trajectory, the right distance, everything, and it just feels good. And that's what golf's all about, is hitting those shots. Because nobody can hit every shot perfect. And so I think the older you get, the more you realize, hey, if I can hit a few good shots out there, that's going to be a good time for me.
Yeah. I mean, if everybody could have every shot on the PGA Tour, everybody would be under par every round, and they're not.
We've all been watching golf on TV over the winter time because there's not a lot to do outside, and you've seen a lot of players hit a lot of squirrely shots. I saw Justin Rose shank one out of the bunker on TV a couple weeks ago, and I think he almost hit a car or something like that. And, I was like, well, I've done that. So,
Makes you feel good about yourself, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Brian Lutke, the golf pro at Bunker Link's golf course. Bunker Link is open to play now. Walking only at this point. No carts at this point. But one of you talked about some of the passes, the different levels and for different ages. Season passes available as well. Let's talk about those.
Well, that's a big bulk of our players is season passes. We have the regular season pass. We have a senior pass. And then you can get an associate pass for your wife or significant other. We have those junior passes we talked about. And then the first-time season pass is just a huge hit. Basically, if you didn't have a pass at Bunker Links in 2020, it's about a 25% discount off of the regular fee. That way you can try us out, see if you like us, see what it's all about, and play at a discount. And we have a number of leagues, informal and formal, where you can meet up with people, probably a lot of people you know out there anyways, plenty of groups to play with, and, so it can be a really nice time for you.
Well, I say, if you haven't been out there, get out there and give it a try. And if nothing else, if you're like, okay, I'm just, trying to figure golf out a little bit, you get out and pay for a bucket of balls, get out on the driving range. You can use every single one of your clubs,
yeah.
See, and get on the putting greens and try out your putter.
Well, Dave's Auto Body sponsored our range balls a few years ago, and so they've been doing that every year. And Dave is just a great supporter of the golf course. And so our range balls are really good. We got brand new mats last year, so they're fantastic. So, you know, it's a decent driving range to come out and practice on. It's not top-notch because we're off of mats. We just don't have a lot of room out there. But it's pretty good. We have a really nice putting green to putt on and chip on. So, you know, to be honest with you, for Galesburg, Illinois, it's a pretty nice facility for you to come out and work on your game.
Well, and especially for the money. If you're, you know, you talk about what you were up in the suburban area for a long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, even a municipal golf course up there, yeah. you're paying a whole lot less here than you would to go play a round up there.
Yeah, you're right about that. It's a whole lot less, and you're getting a lot for your money because the city does a nice job taking care of the golf course. We've made tremendous improvements in the building in the last 5 or 6 years, and then last year they invested into the patio. We built that patio on the back of the clubhouse for people to use after their round, for golf outings to eat outside, things like that. So, you know, they've invested money into it, and it's really come a long ways.
Yeah, and that's another thing that was great because, you know, in some respects, you were losing some business to some other area courses with things like outings because you didn't have that facility. Well, there you go. If you're thinking about having an outing, there you go. So what, as far as things like that now with, as we're, you know, still in the midst of this pandemic thing, if, as far as like outings, is that up to if a group wants to get together and have an outing, they get a hold of you to get a date set up? So is it kind of up to them whether they want to get together or not?
Yeah, we've, you know, last year was a strange year. We lost a lot of outings, didn't play. And then towards the end of the summer, we started to get some outings that played. And the main thing was is that they weren't gathering inside the clubhouse. They were either eating outside with a food truck or we had some food brought in where they ate it out on the patio, or they might not have done food at all. They just came and played golf and then went their own way. And so all of those options are still available. I see that opening up more and more maybe as the summer goes on. But I've already had quite a few calls already. The boys' high school baseball team talked about doing an outing out there recently, and I've booked a few other groups that have wanted to come out. So it's starting to open up. People are starting to feel more comfortable. And, you know, if you just want to play golf, that's always open.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to eat afterwards, that's okay too.
You're outside. It's easy to socially distance on the golf course and get a little exercise, have a little fun. Brian Ludke is the pro at Bunker Links. Let's talk about the pro shop itself. That's another thing. If people, if you want or need equipment or just want to learn about equipment, okay, what fits me? How do I measure? You're there. You can help them out with all that, especially for whether they're novice or not.
Yeah, we've increased our merchandise sales every year I've been there. Our tournament program has been phenomenal. We've increased our participation in our tournaments every year. And people, when they play in our events, they accumulate credit, and then that credit goes towards Pro Shop merchandise. And so then they can purchase things. They can order things off the, you know, off of a catalog, or if we don't carry it, or they can buy what we have in the golf shop. We have a great supply of hats. This year's hat selection is excellent. We've got a lot of new vendors this year, and so I'm always trying to change things up and bring in things we haven't carried before. And so it's been a big success. So we're hoping, you know, that continues.
Yeah, one of the things that you mentioned, being able to eat afterwards or whatever, but having a beverage while you're playing or afterwards, and been a change. You know, some people like to imbibe in an adult beverage now. What are the rules on that now? I know that didn't that change within the last couple of years?
So the city got a liquor license for the golf course a few years ago. And so we carry beer and a few selections of liquor. And, you know, it's available for you while you're playing or after your round. You know, we'll make you a Bloody Mary if you want, things like that. It's a pretty simple operation, but it's perfect for what you need.
See, Tyler, you don't even have to golf. You can just go have a Bloody Mary.
Right? Something I can do.
See?
Yeah. Something I can do well, I guess.
So, Bunker Links, it's open. It's ready for you to play. And, the weather's not going to be greatest over the next few days. But it's actually, today we're going to end up having some sunshine. It's going to be – should be another great day to get out there. So, what are the course hours?
So, in March, we open at 9 o'clock. Okay. We let the, you know, because of frost and things like that, we let the course – dry out because it gets soft in the mornings, and then it starts to firm up as the day goes on. So we open at 9. We're open till dusk right now, which right now is about 6 o'clock, and then the time is going to change on Sunday. So that'll change to 9 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock at night, you know, till dusk. And we'll be there 7 days a week now, and, you know, we're training some new employees. We've got, you know, some new programs going on, and, you know, it's a come on out and take a look and see what's going on.
What about somebody wanting to learn? Are there lessons available, private or whatever?
Oh, yeah. So I've been giving lessons out there for the last 6 years. Okay. This is my 7th season there. And so I'm
really? It's been that long? Oh, my gosh.
I'm getting older, Tom. And so the lesson program has probably, I would say, increased every year. A lot of juniors last year. Because we had a lot of new kids going out for the golf team because the other sports weren't available. So we had a lot of the soccer players and the baseball players and the football players going out for golf. So we had a lot of juniors. We had a lot of women. We had a brand new ladies league last year that started up on Thursday mornings. And a lot of those ladies took lessons. They're great. They have a lot of fun. They love being out there. And they walk and they get exercise, and it's great. It's just great to see that out there at the golf course.
Absolutely. Can you reserve a tee time?
Yes.
All right.
We recommend, you know, you call ahead and make a tee time, especially in the COVID world, you know. But, you know, you can still show up, but you just don't know what's going on. But we'd always recommend a tee time. You can call us at 344-1818. And call the golf shop and make a tee time anytime you want to come out. Or if you just want to come out and use the putting green, or if you want to come out and use the driving range, you don't need a tee time for that. Come on out and use it. We're open to the public, and we'd love to see you.
344-1818, or if you're thinking about an outing and would like to get something set up, talk to Brian and get you all set up.
Exactly right.
Brian, anything else we need to know about things happening at Bunker Links?
You know, we're excited to have golfers out there. We're looking forward to getting off to a good start. Last season, once the COVID slowed down, you know, we were closed in April, and then when we reopened in May, we really had a great summer. And a lot of that was weather-related, but we had a lot of new players. So this year we're looking forward to building on that, and hopefully the people that came out last year had a good time, and they come out and see us again.
344-1818, the number to reserve your tee time, or if you want to go out and, like I said, hit on the range, the putting green. Bunker Links here in Galesburg, it's a gem. I mean, we're actually very fortunate to have that here in the city of Galesburg.
Thanks, Tom. We appreciate it.
Brian, thanks for your time. I always appreciate it.